between Whitewater and Blue Spring. And those people have a real good relationship. Yeah.
Because of that or because of this?
It's 8:31 on the clock. Let's call to order the Gates County Board of Equalization here Wednesday, September 17th, 2014. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation. Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Byers, Setzer. Lytle is currently absent. He'll be in later. He contacted me. First would be approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I'd move to approve the agenda as presented.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Dorn. Any discussion? Vote. Six in favor.
Jurgens.
Oh, sorry, Jurgens. No, Jurgens is abstaining from...
Oh. You're okay on this one.
And Lytle will abstain.
Lytle's currently out, so 6-0. Next is to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Discussion. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Dave, Lori, Gus, Annette, move on to you. What's new in the assessor's office?
Well, I didn't really have anything to bring to the meeting today, but I think Gus was going to talk about a vehicle possibly for our office.
Good morning. Patty and Dan were over yesterday. They're starting to have some issues with that pickup they have, and she wanted to know if they had something coming out of fleet. And I told her I just ordered two actually the day before. So the Dodge Nitro will be coming out. She took a look at it. It's got 117,000 miles. It was a vehicle we purchased back then that was not a police vehicle. So we're trying to get it out as quick as we can. But it's fairly solid. It'd be good for what they need to do. And it says four-wheel drive as well. So she expressed some interest in when I move that out to put that on her inventory. So I just want to touch base and let you know that as a board, that was kind of her request. She was here today, but apparently she had a death in the family, so she can't be here. So just be aware that that's something she'd like to do if that's permissible. So I think they had to put some brakes and rotors and stuff on that pickup, and so she'd really put some money into this if they had to and have something newer and less miles. So
they'd be replacing the pickup then?
Well, I'm guessing, yeah. I don't know what they're going to pick up, but she just like,
yes.
My guess she would be when she, yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. Probably get a pretty good price for it as an antique.
How's the pickup?
Yeah.
I don't know what year it even is, so.
Maybe as Dan's out driving around, we ought to leave the star and the lights on it, so.
We need that request, and I denied it immediately.
So. Is there bulletproof glass on there, Mary? This next year might be tough. Anything else?
Matt?
Oh, yes, sir.
I've got something I was going to discuss a little bit. I visited with Patty and Lori Monday after our committee meetings Saturday, and I went back and found the article Saturday in Beatrice paper here. There was an article about the state will distribute $140 million property tax credits. I wasn't aware of what it was, so I started asking Patty, and between her and Lori, they dug up the information, and it says in here Gage County receives $1.8 million. Well, the reason I read the article struck my fancy. Gage County, we get $1.8 million from the state? Well, no. Yes and no. I'll explain it a little bit. This was a program started in 2007 by the state legislature. And what on your, each property owner on your tax statement, there's actually a line right above where it says your total amount, and it says tax credit. And the state implemented this plan, and they do it for all the property in the state of Nebraska. It amounts to $71.54 per $100,000 evaluation. So every property owner in the county that pays taxes on their tax statement gets that credit. The total amount the property owners from Gage County receive is the $1.8 million. That includes schools, everything. The county, Lori looked it up for me, the county, we received $282,000 back. The county receives $282,000 of tax credits that property owners otherwise would be paying county taxes. That's what it amounts to. And the same way with the $1.8 million, that's a tax credit from the state that the property owners in Gage County otherwise would be paying additional property taxes on. Sometimes we don't have a lot of good things to say about the state, what they do with us as far as giving us more bills to pay. This is one program, though, that does definitely benefit the county. I did find it also interesting. Lori came up with a figure. I don't know if I have that paperwork. Gage County, our total evaluation as part of the state's total evaluation, we're like 1.245% or something of the total state's evaluation. And the one that was interesting to me was Douglas County or whatever, they were at 19% of the total evaluation or whatever when you look through here. I mean, they had all this information, and it was kind of interesting that Gage County is 1.2%, just a little over, of the total evaluation of the state of Nebraska. So.
One one hundredth.
180th.
What else? Anything else for equalization?
Anything else?
No? Okay. All right. Well, we stretched it 7 minutes. All right. We will adjourn the Board of Equalization 8:37.